Have you ever thought about that while you're away, your home could be an Airbnb? I did. I actually bought two homes in Albuquerque that I Airbnb'd, and it was just an amazing investment, honestly, because, you know, as you are accruing value in your property, you are also making money on the Airbnbs. It's amazing. So your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have. It's an award-winning tequila. It's infused with real juice, with real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. It's real. So you need like two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail. Hey, you know how I'm always trying to keep my house parties exciting? New cocktails? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
Okay.
All right, 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Yeah. Tell me more about this, right? Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila that's infused with juice from real fruits. You only need two to three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
Wait a minute. I think I know what brand you're talking about. You know why?
Yeah.
Because 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend. It's female founded.
That's right.
See?
Sounds
See
like
how I know? Something I can get behind.
I know. Well, there's a good story behind that for sure. Listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling rivalry.
No, no.
Sibling rivalry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling rivalry.
That's good.
This is fun.
Here we go. Oliver.
This is fun.
It's the holidays.
Happy holidays.
It's
happy holidays.
No. No.
Yeah, that's what Mom Marty. And Pa used to do. Or Marty.
Marty.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
I was singing a Madonna song.
Holiday.
More. Yeah.
Gotta be fucking all time celebrating.
Well, this is going to be an interesting year for us.
You know what's fun?
What?
We are doing Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And this was not even planned, meaning
no.
Like sibling revelries, everything we do is sibling. But we are doing a Thanksgiving with just
us
and our families.
Which is crazy.
I mean, not Mom and Pa.
It's really not normal for our
no,
family.
This is
everybody's
departure.
Everybody's doing things differently this year, which is just not how we do things. We usually do it at my house, yep. Sometimes at Mom's.
Mostly at yours in the last
mostly at
10 years or
mm-hmm.
so. Yeah.
Everybody comes. It's usually about 25 people.
Yeah.
And we have family. We have not family, mm-hmm. but we have the regulars.
Close friends.
Close friends. And it's
always
awesome.
An emotional affair. Always.
Someone always cries.
Well, we go around the table and we, you know, after a few glasses of wine, everyone sort of says what they're thankful for. And inevitably, I mean, I think probably 30%.
Start crying.
Yeah. Remember that one year I lost my shit.
Lost it.
And Wilder and Bodie, my two boys, they didn't understand. They're like, what is wrong with you? I mean, they saw. I was like, and then Mom, I appreciate your fucking integrity. I couldn't get everything out. I was going around the table and saying why I was thankful for these people in my life. And I was probably going through a lot at that point.
Yeah, I mean,
here we go again. I'm always going through shit.
I was gonna say, Ollie, I mean, no, you. It's funny because you at Thanksgiving you always say such beautiful things. But it also depends on where you are in your life and what you're going through as to how emotional you get.
Yeah.
Some years you're like on fire. What was the year that we all went around and did one word?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
That was at mom.
Yeah, because there was so many people.
Yeah.
Including my ex-husband.
That was a great.
Chris.
That was a really fun Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But we went around the room and instead of doing the full thing, we said one word about each person.
There's so much pressure though. Like when it's coming around the table and you're looking and you're like, oh shit, I'm like in five more, I'm up.
You get nervous.
Oh yeah.
I know.
So I'm like, okay, here we go.
Anxiety.
I've got a plan. I got a little bit of a plan of what I want to do.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, am I going to cry? Because it just, it's the worst. What happens is during Thanksgiving, for me, it depends on who's, like, there's a couple years where we lost people that we loved. And that is just so hard. When you go around and makes you just that heightened sense of gratitude for everybody in your life. And I love, sometimes people ask what's my favorite holiday, and I think Thanksgiving is one of my favorites. Let's talk about this year. We launched our podcast.
Yep.
It hasn't been that long. We've had a good handful of podcasts that have come out. It's been so much fun. And now, strangely, we're both going to celebrate Thanksgiving together without our brothers and without our mom and dad.
But in Colorado.
In Colorado.
Yeah.
And
I'm so excited.
It's going to be so fun.
I know.
I wish mom and pa were going to be there. Me too. Let's talk about Thanksgiving and what it means in terms of just not the politics of Thanksgiving, but what it means for us, what it's always meant for us. It's always been very much a family affair with our Aunt Patty.
Going way back.
Way back. Our cousins. We've always had such joyous Thanksgivings.
And in this same house, you know, because we had Thanksgiving in the house that we're currently in when mom owned the house.
Yeah, and then she sold it and then I bought it back.
Right, so we've essentially been having Thanksgiving in the same house.
I don't think we've talked about that in the podcast.
No.
That I live in our childhood home.
I know we have not.
No. So I will keep it quick. I was pregnant with Ryder, was trying to buy a home. Every home that I put an offer on literally kept falling through. I thought I'd never have a house. I was so huge and pregnant and hormonal. Mom called me up one day and said, I think the house is going up, my old house is going up on the market if you want to buy it or if you want to look at it. And I just thought, yes, yes, yes. It was like this crazy decision that I made right away. I thought I'd be in the house for about 2 years or something and then find another place. And here I am 16 years later.
I remember I walked into the house for the first time and I hadn't been back since however long, since I was maybe 13. And I had a physical reaction. I felt nauseous.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think there was a lot of...
You feel nauseous in my house?
Not now. Just the first time I walked in. I think I was having sort of these recalled memories or this sort of the bad stuff started coming out.
Oh, really?
See, I
had the opposite. When I walked into that house...
Right. I don't know.
I just felt immediately safe.
Ooh.
Yeah. Weird.
Okay.
So let's talk about what is one of your most, as when we were kids, what's like, do you have any memories of Thanksgiving that are really prominent?
It wasn't one specific memory, but Thanksgiving, Christmas was always amazing, right? Because Christmas is fun, you get the presents. But Thanksgiving was always my favorite time of year. My favorite holiday I looked forward to every year because it was the only time that everyone in the family got together. Specifically, David Berzniaks, who is
Michael,
our cousin, and Uncle Michael Mikey. Berzniaks, who were our cousins, and I just wanted to be with them. And I was so excited for them to come over and play and to be running around the house as a kid. And there was a sense of safety when everyone in the family was together and having wine. And you were sort of this little dude, or I was this little dude sort of running around just, you know, I mean, there was...
So fun.
It was so much fun. And grandma.
It was always around grandma's birthday.
Yeah, it was
too.
Grandma's birthday.
And so sometimes her birthday would fall on Thanksgiving. And it was just a very celebratory time. We had mom's birthday around then, grandma's birthday, Thanksgiving.
And we all cooked back then too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You cook now.
Yeah.
But everyone really pitched in. I mean, mm-hmm. Michael brought the broccoli surprise and, you know, Aunt Patty brought what she brought. Everyone really, it was very traditional in that sense.
Which will be what ours is this year.
This year, yeah. I'm going to cook the shit out of it.
Well, I probably should do most of the cooking. Just the recipes. You can execute. I'll sort of lead.
Am I the sous chef?
No, because you'll have duties.
What does a sous chef even do? I don't even know. I just said that word.
So here's how the kitchen works the best. One person needs to be in charge.
Yeah, I can be like the prep guy.
And everybody else. It's probably best because you smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably best if you're prepping than executing.
Well, I don't know.
No.
A lot of weed heads who are listening to this probably are sick cooks. I mean, you get into a zone and you just cook the shit out of it.
But that means you have to just cook the shit out of it yourself. It needs to be your kitchen.
Maybe I will do one special dish.
No. You need to just listen to what I say.
Yeah, but I can chop and do all that stuff, but I want to do one special dish.
Here's the problem with specialty dishes.
Oh, God.
The problem with specialty dishes when you're trying to share a kitchen is that...
Especially a kitchen that small.
Especially our kitchen in Colorado, which is tiny. Like literally about...
Barely two people you can fit in that thing.
Right. I feel like you're running over each other trying to use the same bowls,
mm-hmm.
you're trying to use the same pan, you have to use a pan, the same pan, like you have to have a plan of action.
Yeah, but my specialty dish won't be difficult, you know. I don't know what the hell it is yet.
It's like a salad.
No. I think I'm gonna use the instant pot for something.
Baked potatoes,
right? I'll do a dip.
Oh, a dip is good. You could do that dip. The day before, yeah. Too. So we got to put our menu together.
Yeah.
We
turducken.
Don't have the kind of normal hands on deck as we...
Stovetop stuffing. Sometimes stuffing can get too intense. I think people can overdo stuffing. It gets too... There's too much going on in there.
I like cornbread stuffing.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to regular, like other kinds of bread. Well, that's what you use. You use bread.
I knew that. I'm just saying, like, sourdough bread or rye bread. There's different kinds of bread.
Have you ever cooked anything for Thanksgiving?
No.
It just hit me that I don't think you've ever made a dish.
I haven't. This will be a different year.
So we got to do our classic sweet potatoes in the orange cups.
Yep.
We hollow out the orange. We put the sweet potatoes in.
Marshmallow on top.
Put them in the oven. Mm-hmm. Super yummy.
Cranberry. Although I've always hated cranberry.
I love cranberry. Good cranberry sauce is so good with the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a nice, like, when you take a bite, it's like a dipping sauce almost. I would never go straight cranberry bite.
Well, no, that's not what it's for.
Well,
it's
people like will eat a straight cranberry bite.
No, the cranberry sauce is an addition to the meal.
I know, but
add it to the turkey. You don't eat
it's not
cranberry
a great,
sauce.
Yes,
it's a sauce.
Yes, you do. No, it's not.
Oliver, Allison. You don't know what you're talking about.
Wait a minute. Cranberry
right
sauce. I'm not
is
saying
a sauce.
No. But
it's like a relish.
Yes, but you put it on your plate in its own little place.
No. Yeah, no,
you don't put it on top of
things?
It's
like your gravy. It's like an addition to the gravy. You've got gravy and you have cranberry sauce.
Is this true, Allison?
I think I'm siding with Kate on this one.
I'm going to Google that. If that's true,
cranberry sauce is, it's not like grandma's mold. You know, grandma's mold. Remember grandma's mold?
Yeah.
Her gelatin mold. She did that for Thanksgiving.
I know.
Remember she did her, it was like a very
green like nuts in it.
Gelatin. Yeah, and she did her cherries and her little pineapple bits. Let's make a mold for old time's sake.
We
Let's
should.
Make a green mold. That'd be fun.
The green mold.
Yeah. I have the recipe.
Good. That's a good idea. I won't eat it, but it's good to just have.
It actually might taste different now that you're older.
I'm not sure I even ever tasted it.
That's what I'm saying.
Because
it
just looked gross.
It's quite good. It's like Jello with bits in it.
Like, ugh. Imagine
it's
eating
real
a piece
old
of
school.
Green Jello.
It's super
with like
50s
walnuts
style.
And stuff. And like,
I can imagine it. I've had it. It's good. It's like ambrosia, but gelatin.
Right. Ugh. Broccoli surprise.
Broccoli surprise is a big traditional thing for our family.
Yeah.
That's usually what Uncle Michael brings, the broccoli surprise. And it's a casserole.
Yeah.
It's basically a casserole
broccoli,
with
cheese,
mayonnaise,
mayo,
cheese, mustard, mushroom soup.
Right.
Onions, powder mix. I mean, it's just like every bad thing for you in one with broccoli and then cheese.
And then mashed potatoes, which are key. If those have to be super buttery.
All right. Well, let's talk about gratitude and or families. There's some interesting statistics with Thanksgiving and
look here. Let's just read this for fun.
Yeah.
Jeez, Allison went. She literally went back to the Latin meaning of gratitude. The word gratitude is derived from the Latin word gratia, which means grace, graciousness, or gratefulness.
In some ways, gratitude encompasses all of these meanings.
Gratitude is a thankful appreciation of what an individual receives, whether tangible or intangible.
Interesting. Gratitude is something that, and again, it feels like a little Instagrammy, which is fine.
Hashtag blast.
Hashtag grateful. Gratitude.
Hashtag gratty blast.
Hashtag
blatitude.
So many blessings. Blatitude. Hashtag blatitude.
Hashtag blatitude.
That's my new favorite Thanksgiving hashtag. That's going to be the name of our episode, blatitude.
Oh, that's a good idea. Blatitude. Hashtag blatitude.
So, no, but it is, it's funny because we talk about gratitude all the time. And this is something that happened to me this morning with Bing, where he was going through having a moment, as all kids do. And I looked at him, I said, you know what? Let's shift the way you're thinking right now. And let's think about the things we're grateful for, because he needed to feel gratitude in order to feel better about himself in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do take time out of your day to think about the things that you're grateful for, it literally changes, I think scientifically, it shifts your brain matter, or it lights up a certain part of your brain.
But being grateful is almost a practice. Mm-hmm. I think you have to practice being grateful. I don't think gratitude is necessary. I think for some it comes maybe easier than others, but I think you have to practice being grateful. I mean, you have to take time out of your day, especially when shit is going sideways, to realize the things that are good.
Gratitude can shift the way we tackle life. If we can feel more grateful for things, it will create a positive and optimistic effect in the brain that can bring more happiness. That is a fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it can change your negative emotions, which I think a lot of us operate on. I think that's part of the fight or flight.
Negative thinking.
Yeah, that negative thinking, which then in turn sort of brings on those negative emotions. And that gratitude, if you can practice it enough and wake up grateful, even if it means writing your shit down in the morning, you can change that to sort of more positive emotion.
Or just like fake laugh.
Yeah.
It works. Yeah. Look, do it again. Look at me and laugh.
That made a difference.
It works.
It does. We should do a fake laughing seminar. I bet you that's a good idea.
It literally just changed our whole our whole brain chemistry. So let's do some studies on gratitude.
Okay. That'll be the subject.
Not only does thank you constitute good manners, but showing appreciation can help you win new friends. According to a 2014 study, thanking a new acquaintance makes them more likely to seek an ongoing relationship. That's actually true, though. It's like, just use that in a relationship with your partner. Okay. If you say to them, thank you so much for taking out the garbage, honey, that meant the world to me. They're probably more likely to feel better about what they just did and want to do it again.
Depends.
What if it was a buddy down the street who came? It's your neighbor, and you put your recycling bin in the wrong place, and he came out and moved it, and you went and said, hey man, thank you so much for doing that. That meant a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You probably would then end up talking, hanging out, making a new friend a little bit.
Oh yeah.
And then the next time he saw that, he might do it again. And then the next time you do that, you might actually do it for him.
Right.
Then next thing you know, he's at our Thanksgiving.
Right.
Okay, grateful people experience fewer aches and pains, and they report feeling healthier than other people.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Sometimes that kind of science.
I believe in that. I believe in mind over matter. I really do.
I do too. But
because when you think about, if today you wake up and you're grateful for your health and you breathe air and you're out and you're, I mean, I believe that you would experience less pain. If you felt a pain and your ability to say, to have gratitude for just having a hand versus feeling the pain in your hand, it would probably lessen the pain in your hand.
Well, let me get a hammer and smash your hand.
Okay, fine. Maybe it's not true.
I like this one because this is a question that I've had since Thanksgiving has been celebrated. 42% of people eat their Thanksgiving meal between 1 and 3 p.m. Why yes. is Thanksgiving so damn early?
Because
why?
I don't know. Because you
eat. I don't
eat,
like it, really.
Because you eat. Well, there's football.
Kids? Well, football, yeah. But I mean, yes. Which, is, by the way, is a whole other topic about Thanksgiving.
Yes,
I mean, we forgot to even hit on Thanksgiving football. Which, by the way, you want to talk about nostalgia. And, you know, you were talking about the sort of the memories that we have had through all of our Thanksgivings. And I think football is definitely constant. Especially with the Redskins.
Oh, yeah. Because
Redskins always play.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's where
mom's from. Well, her family is from
Maryland.
Tacoma
that
Park.
That area, mm-hmm. right? But why do people eat Thanksgiving so early?
I don't know. We usually do like 4. I think because of kids. I think because usually it's a very long meal. There's extra servings. We just seem to eat all day and night, and then you're tired, and then you just hang.
Maybe that's it.
And drink.
Know? Maybe it's to have après Thanksgiving. You know, maybe it like, gives you time for après Thanksgiving.
And then you have your desserts, right. which is big in our family because I make all those pies mm-hmm. and stuff.
And ice cream.
And ice cream. I'm so excited about the things that I'm grateful for this year. There's so much.
Me too.
I mean, I just feel like...
I'm having
We're
a good
in
year.
Such a good.
Just emotionally.
Me too. I feel good. I just feel an enormous sense of gratitude. And it's not for Thanksgiving, it's just period. I mean, just in the last year, I felt so much joy.
Mm-hmm. I just feel life is simpler for me from an emotional place.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not giving a shit as much about everything. You know, in the best possible way. I'm not putting pressure on myself to do anything or to be anything. I don't know. I just am happy and content being a husband and a dad and just living my best life each day. I find that I'm living more in the moment, almost to the point of detriment. Like, I think I'm living too much in the moment. Is that possible?
Well, no,
I'm like,
it's not.
It's this hour. And I'm like, I don't care about what happens tomorrow.
So it's interesting because I was just talking to somebody about this. Planning is as important as spontaneity and purpose.
I think I touched on this before, but grateful people sleep better. Writing in a gratitude journal improves sleep.
Okay, here we go. 2171. Actually, don't look at the stats. Did you look at them?
No. I mean, some of them. Are you going to quiz me?
Uh-huh. How many ridges are on a 14-ounce can of Ocean Spray jellied cranberry sauce?
17.
You're such an asshole.
What?
You saw the number. First of all, Ocean Spray needs to do organic things. This, like, Ocean Spray is... I do like an Ocean Spray cranberry juice.
Mm-hmm.
They should sponsor us.
This is not an ad. We should be sponsored by Thanksgiving. Just the whole holiday.
Just, is it a government holiday?
Look, Abraham Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863.
Oh, it is. $48.90 is the average cost to serve 10 people a Thanksgiving feast.
Well, that's the other thing. You talk about gratitude, and that also means giving back. You know what I mean? Which, honestly, I need to do more of in my life.
Yeah, you do.
I do. Mm-hmm. I was at the children's hospital for a couple of years. That went away.
I loved when you did that.
I know.
That.
I'm going back actually on Friday. I want to start that up again.
I loved that you started volunteering.
But I also got to get the kids more into it. I really, really do.
I was talking to Bing about that. I think it's...
Yeah. I have to get them...
I think it really is important for everybody to be involved in their community no matter what. 54.3 million Americans will travel 50 plus miles this Thanksgiving. We're doing that.
Yeah.
Driving.
900
miles.
It's interesting though. I mean, I know when we look at that statistic, we just think about travel. But I mean, when you really think about it, everyone's trying to get home to be together.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's a bunch of people at once trying to connect. I mean, when you get down to the base of it.
It's all anyone needs is to connect. We're all longing for connection. I wish you could bottle up that feeling.
You should. You should do a perfume called Connection. You could literally bottle Connection.
That's my vodka. That's Connection.
I guess so.
That's a type of connection. No, but
that's
it's true,
a good idea for a line, you know, because everyone says, oh, I wish I could bottle that up. So you find the things that everyone says, oh, I wish I could bottle it up. And then that's what you bottle up. And that's what you call it.
I mean,
it.
It's kind of what people do with candles, like gratitude candles and abundance and prosperity.
Perseverance.
Love.
If you could bottle one thing up and when you sprayed it, like in your face or whatever, it gave you that feeling of sorts. You know what
for
I mean?
For people, it's like, what would it be?
Yeah, or no, for yourself. It's
I
like,
don't want well, it for I, myself. I want it for other people. See, this is the difference. See, this is... No. This is what... This is
don't
the difference
get all
between,
altruistic
yeah,
on
okay.
me.
Altruism is a real thing.
No, I know, but this is a game I'm playing.
Honestly, it was the feeling that I had when I had my ayahuasca experience. Mm. And it was a universal feeling of love and safety. No, it wasn't. Safety is the wrong word.
It was
expansiveness.
It was like a oneness, wasn't it? Like you didn't exist.
I ceased to exist. Yeah, except it's like I was in nothing but everything. And I think that when you truly let go, when you truly... surrender, there's this sense of love and oneness and freedom and everything that you've ever could possibly want to feel. And you just get emotional and cry mm-hmm. and say, if I could put this in a bottle and give this to people, the mm-hmm. world would be a very different mm-hmm. place.
Mine's similar, but it's like, no, I'm serious. It's like, the feeling of sitting on the beach at sunset and you're alone.
It's kind of cheesy.
No.
It's kind of cheese.
No, it's not.
Okay,
listen,
fine.
The feeling of sitting on the beach at sunset mm-hmm. and you're all alone. Mm-hmm. And it's similar in that you don't cease to exist, but you are just small.
You feel connected.
And a part of everything. There's times when I can just let everything go, where there is not one stressor in my body that I'm experiencing. And that usually happens on the beach or even in the mountains. And it's pure. Mm-hmm. And it's fearless. That's what I would spray on, first of all, myself, and then I would spray it on everyone else. It's that fearlessness.
I like Carl Sagan's quote, "For small creatures such as we, the vastness is bearable only through love." And I love that so much because I find comfort in the grandness and the unknown of what's out there. I actually find that to be more comforting. Whereas a lot of people find that to be very scary. It makes me feel more connected because it is insignificant. Yeah. So it makes the moments more significant to me.
Well, sometimes you look up at the stars and it makes me crazy. I cannot believe that we are existing on this tiny little planet that is floating around this vast universe, and it is gnarly to
me. Have you heard about these flat earthers?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about you. Really?
I did because I was like, I bet you Kate and Danny are like, this is real.
I don't know. I mean, look,
that's not even a possibility.
Okay, well, first of all, here's the thing. This is the difference again between you and I.
Kate.
You go right to, it's not even possible. I go, you know.
How?
I don't think so.
We've literally sailed around the world and it's gone around the world.
I'm with you. I said, clearly none of these people have either been to space or on the Concorde. And I have been on the Concorde. And I did see the curvature of the Earth.
Oh, that's really funny.
When I was really young, I went on the Concorde. And I remember seeing that round, and I was like, wow, I'm on a planet.
This is such a non-conversation.
Isn't it interesting that there's people out there who actually think...
Yes. But there are people out there who think crazy things all the time.
Well,
why
some are
this
crazy,
has gotten traction,
aren't.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I don't know. That stuff is craziness. I think people are bored. I mean, what is...
I think it's exciting.
What's exciting about
because
that?
People
it's
have
total
crazy
bullshit.
Theories and ideas. And
but
you
make,
know what, Oliver?
A theory that's based
we could
in some
be living
sort of
in a matrix. We could be living in a total video. We don't know what the fuck's going on. That's the truth.
Agreed, but we know the
know
world. We know the
there,
Earth is round.
Man. We don't know.
Hey, man.
Man, we could just be in some weird guy's head, man.
We could be.
It's true. We don't know the answers. It's fun to hold on to ideas and to think that people do have the answers. It's interesting. But I mean, the reality is that...
Well, I'm grateful for not having the answers.
Me too.
Because what fun is that?
It's boring, as I'm saying. It's fun talking about flat earthers.
No, but that takes it to another place. Do you believe we landed on the moon?
Interesting question.
Let's not do this right now, actually. We should do a conspiracy theory episode where
Totes.
It's just you and me. No. And we should bring a conspiracy theorist on here, someone who knows everything.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Yeah.
3.5 million spectators are expected to line the streets this year at New York City for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We've watched it, though. We watch it.
I hate parades.
No, you don't. Your kids do the 4th of July parade.
That's different.
That's a parade, Oliver.
It's a local parade that lasts 13 minutes, and I'm in it.
Well,
I'm riding a motorcycle in a parade. That's cool. But, I mean, to go to a parade?
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Oh, it's exciting. It's celebratory.
No, I mean, imagine going to sit at the Macy's Day Parade and just sit on the sidewalk and watch these big
floats.
That's so boring.
But they're beautiful floats.
It's so boring. Parades are probably my least favorite thing in the world, actually.
America's first turkey trot took place more than a century ago.
Maybe we should
what
do a turkey trot?
Trot?
I think it's a dance. Right?
Hey, Siri. What is a turkey trot?
The turkey trot was a dance made popular in the early 1900s. The turkey trot was done to fast ragtime music popular in the decade from 1900 to 1910, such as Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag.
Ollie, we should do a turkey trot. That is amazing.
Siri, play turkey trot dance ragtime.
Sorry, but I couldn't find any music to match.
Let me see if Siri likes me better. Sorry. Hey, Siri. Can you play turkey trot music?
Okay. Let's hear Let's Turkey Trot by Jan and Dean.
Come on, let's turkey trot. Shoo, shoo, gobble, gobble, dilly. Oh, we're definitely playing this.
We need to do it. Damn it, damn it. Shoo, shoo. This is amazing.
We're going to do a turkey trot.
Okay, so here's, let's talk about traditions.
Yeah.
So Danny's family, my man, has this tradition where they shake butter in a jar and everybody shakes butter. You put this cream in a little jar and you shake it so fast and everybody shake, and the first person to create the butter ball wins.
Wow.
And the butter is so good. What happens is everybody brings a loaf of bread that they love to Thanksgiving, and then you all have these sort of homemade butters after, of course, everybody finishes their butter, and you eat bread, and it's sort of this like breaking bread tradition that they do, which I love.
Where did they come up with that?
I have no idea, but it's so much fun, and you can't help but laugh when you're doing, because you got to do it really fast, right, in order to win the, it's a competition.
Wow, that's fun.
Isn't that fun?
We don't have, I mean, our traditions are Thanksgiving. I mean, we don't like, we do,
well,
our
tradition
thankful
is going
for,
around and talking about what we're thankful for.
But theirs is cooler. It's like an active thing.
It's a tradition that I make pies.
Yeah.
That I do my dessert.
Maybe we need to come up with a new something, like shaking.
Yeah,
something.
Well, we're going to bring that to our Thanksgiving.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we're going to do a full
okay
butter shaking.
Thing. Maybe the turkey trot is a new thing.
And the turkey trot. I was going to say we should do
the
a turkey
have
trot.
To, like, choreograph a dance to
and
the turkey
adults.
Trot. And the adults have to as well.
Yes. We're going to do a turkey trot. By the way, this could be a good thing that we could ask our followers and the people that are subscribing to do their own turkey trot dance.
Yeah.
And then on Thursday, since we air on Wednesday, on Thursday, they can post their turkey trot dance with their family and at Sibling Revelry Turkey Trot hashtag. We could do it. SR Turkey Trot.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
That would be so much fun.
That would be fun. That would be funny as shit.
I love a
and
turkey
the crazier
trot.
The weirder the better.
Well, maybe we do a con, maybe they win something.
Okay.
So
we gotta, yeah, we should start doing that. Like contests and stuff.
So our favorite turkey trot winner, I mean, everybody is a winner because anyone who does it.
Right.
But our favorite one, what would we, should we send a merch? We could send a merch.
Yeah.
Some SR merch. We don't have it yet.
I know, but we could make that some merch and they could have the first merch.
Okay. Look at the turkey trot foot race. It's a long distance variety. It's held on or around Thanksgiving in the United States. So you have the turkey trot is the race, which could be fun too. We could do like a race, a turkey trot in like turkey costumes. Could be a dance too.
Mm-hmm. There's both.
What was your weirdest Thanksgiving? I know what mine was. And it was also so great.
Oh gosh. You go first. I have no idea.
So I was shooting Fool's Gold in Australia and couldn't come home for Thanksgiving. We shot it over Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving isn't really, Hollywood doesn't recognize Thanksgiving right. as a, we're taking this time off, which I had spent, I've spent many Thanksgivings on location. But this one in particular was so crazy because we couldn't get any traditional ingredients. So I was living at the furthest end of the earth And so for Thanksgiving, we had a lot of American people on the crew and the cast. So I put together a big Thanksgiving dinner and I tried to find these ingredients, which was nearly impossible. We drove all over like 2 hours to try to get, we found cranberry in the city of Cannes. We found this like, then we couldn't find pumpkin for a pumpkin pie. And we were driving back from going to this strange supermarket way out in the middle of nowhere. And as we were driving back, we saw this man on the side of the road selling Japanese pumpkins, which
was it Danny?
Danny was,
that's how you met Danny.
He was this man, and we stopped the car. I was like, stop, because it looked like a pumpkin, but it didn't. It looked more like a squash. And I asked the man, I'm like, what is this? I do a terrible Australian accent.
Just try it. No. Might as well.
He's like, no, it's a Japanese. No, that's like English. Pumpkin. Pumpkin.
Japanese pumpkin, eh?
All I know how to say is shack.
Jack.
It's a shack. It's a pumpkin. So he said, they're Japanese pumpkins. So I got a bunch of these strange, very different looking squash, and I made a pumpkin pie. I had to make a pie. So I made this pumpkin pie out of this. I completely took all the meat out of it and strained it. It was very different. Made this pumpkin pie. It was the most amazing pumpkin pie I've ever made because it wasn't as sweet, but it was still a little sweet. It was just totally different.
Did McConaughey like it?
He did.
He did? Okay.
Let's talk about what we're grateful for this year.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, I will say that this experience, I am grateful for not only being able to do this with you and have this time with you. And it's so fun because like even when you come into the house and I see you walk in and we're doing this together, it's just an absolute blast. And I get to spend time with you and talk with you about weird things.
Well, that's what's been great about it. I mean, aside from being able to talk to siblings and talk about fun things, just the fact that you and I get to hang out like this now. It's really fun.
It's super fun.
And this is just the beginning. You know, like we're going to get to go places and travel a little bit. And maybe go on the road and do a live show.
Would you take imagine
creating a live show though. Like, of course we're going to be on stage doing a podcast, but imagine producing and choreographing.
We're going to choreograph?
Hell yeah.
I'm so good at choreography.
Oh, we're going to I
want to do a pirouette and a high kick.
I mean, we can create a whole show around it.
Can I wear sequins? Recycled sequins?
Oh yeah. I'll do like 5 minute stand up.
Like Bob Mackie dresses. It's like a variety show. What's happening?
By the way, that's a great idea.
But
imagine if we did like a mini
variety show. And I would come out and I would sing, good morning. Good morning.
Is that the opening?
It's a morning show.
And all that jazz, we're going to face. We're going to fucking sing. Gonna... And all that jazz.
You're like, you do like puppet, like, what is it? What's a puppet?
Like a ventriloquism? That's a great idea. I should do it. But I'm terrible at it.
Like Meredith. You have the puppet.
That's fucking funny.
All those weird, like, 60s variety shows.
No, It's been so fun.
And then I'm grateful that people have responded to this the way that honestly exceeding our expectation of what we thought.
Reading some of the comments and
so great.
And knowing that it's funny and poignant and sensitive and emotional in the room and even hearing it back, but when you start to hear and read people's comments and they start talking about their own situations, you know, their relationships with their siblings, how some of these episodes have made them want to reach out to their siblings who they haven't really reconnected with.
Yeah, it made me feel wonderful for
it's
that
really
person.
It's really cool. It's like touched me on a different level. You know, I obviously want people to laugh and have a good time, but I think it resonates. It's fucking relatable.
Sometimes things happen for a reason, and that you just, that's why I believe you just have to like go with your gut, go do the things that feel good or that you want to do sometimes, because you never know what the outcome is going to be. And even if it was just a couple of episodes that we did, and of course we're going to do more, this experience, the reaction to it, I feel so grateful mm-hmm. that people have responded in the way that they do and well. Feel, yeah.
I'm grateful for this year mostly, Aaron.
Really?
My wife. Yeah.
Are you going to start crying right now?
No, I'm going to hold it back. I'm not going to let
Tell
it
me
go.
Why you're grateful for Aaron.
She's just this fucking greatest woman
she really
ever
is.
To walk the earth. I mean, in order to deal with somebody like me.
I wouldn't give yourself that much credit.
I'm dissing myself.
I know,
I'm not easy.
I know. But.
And look, we've been through our shit. We've been together for almost 19 years. It's been good and bad, and I fucked up, and she's been forgiving, and she is just a deep, big thinking person. She doesn't get myopic. She looks at me and knows me for everything that I am, not necessarily just the actions that I take. And she sees my soul and my heart, and she just loves me like I've never been loved before.
Now are you going to start crying?
No, I'm not going to cry. And so and our relationship has been so solid. And I take credit. You know, I mean, obviously it takes two to make good and also make bad. But she is the sort of anchor. She is the one who makes it possible for me to be as good as I can be. So I'm grateful for my beautiful wife.
Oh, I wrote that.
Yeah, I'll cry.
You're
going to
cry
wanna,
at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I will, but I don't want to cry right now.
A version of that, and you're going to get emotional, and Aaron's going to cry.
Yeah,
it's
no, I will.
Do.
I know.
It's what we do.
But I'm going to save my tears. I don't want to cry right now. I've cried twice already on this podcast.
I am incredibly grateful for my partner as well. And
I'm grateful for him for you.
Yeah. He's really grounded my life, and I'm going to start crying.
You just let it go. It's okay. Let it go. Let it all out. Let it out, but cry into the mic.
You're such a dick. Sometimes.
I'm grateful for him because it's the first time that I've seen you as content as you are. As a human being, I think that has to do with him, and I think it has to do with a lot of work that you've done.
Yeah, I think it's
how grounded and centered you are now.
I think it's a lot of. I think honestly, I don't even know what it is, what the concoction has been, but I know that Danny is like the key ingredient. You know what I mean? And actually, I'm the key. I'm also a key ingredient.
Yes, yes.
But the balance has been really interesting, but he's so. Such a good man. And so every time I see his effort, mm-hmm. it's coming from the purest, most beautiful place. And I feel so lucky that I allowed that to be the love in my life. Mm-hmm. Because if I didn't do work on myself, I would have never allowed that mm-hmm. kind of purity and abundance. Mm-hmm. of love in my life. Yeah, so I'm so grateful. And I'm grateful for all of those Fuchikawas. They're such great people. Mm-hmm. I love...
So family
oriented. Oh, it just reminds us of... It's the thing when people say you marry like kind. And that doesn't mean that you come from the same place. It doesn't mean that you come from the same cultural background. What it means is that your values are the same. That you have the same desires and values in life. They're all about their family and loving each other. That's everything for them. And that brotherhood and those siblings, those three boys, those three Fujikawa boys, and their mother and their father unfortunately passed away. But that unit is so important to them. and they work hard at it. And I think similarly to us, we have the same value system.
Yeah. Grateful for a lot of things, man. There's a lot of things. Grateful for communication and grateful for the concept of just forgiveness. If you don't even if you don't have forgiveness, I don't know how you can continue and have a full life. You know, just the concept of it alone. We have to forgive constantly throughout our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you don't have that, you just die. You die. You have resentment and you have anger.
I'm grateful for the way we were raised that has allowed us to be open thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, as Dr. Shefali would say, it's your birthright. Mm-hmm. But it's also a gift if your parents raise you to be free thinkers.
I think it's also important for everyone to feel gratitude for themselves. Grateful for you. Grateful for your own being and your accomplishments, not necessarily in work or monetarily, but just your accomplishments as a human being, your ability to sort of get through things or to, you know, work hard or to persevere. You know, that that self-gratitude, self-love, self-worth is extremely important. So I think, and I would say to everyone, take a moment on this Thanksgiving. I'm serious. To be grateful for who you are, to show yourself some gratitude. Anyway, I'm grateful for you.
I'm grateful for me too.
And I'm grateful to all that are listening to this podcast on the Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, what all those people out there right now, you guys are listening, it's Thanksgiving Eve. Everybody,
yes.
They're either on their way to the airport probably, they're in the car.
Oh, that's right. They might be traveling.
They're traveling,
right now in
they're
their
on
car.
A plane, maybe they downloaded it and they're
wow,
on a plane going
that's
somewhere.
Crazy.
And we do, honestly, and this is who Oliver and I are, and whoever you are listening right now, we really do wish you the most beautiful Thanksgiving.
Beautiful, happy Thanksgiving. And I'm going to leave you with a song. Thanksgiving is tomorrow night.
Are you trying to change the melodies now? You're like, reach.
Thanksgiving, I hope you cook it right. We've got stuffing and carrots and yams and beans. Little children who wash, they're all clean. They come down to dinner with shining little cheeks. Everyone says what they're grateful for. Grandma, speak. I'm grateful for you and you and me and me. Thanksgiving chip or chippery. Hooray! It's Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving.
That was amazing. Yeah. We should get Uncle Mark to throw a guitar down on that. Or a little string, some strings.
All right.
It was a perfect way to end, yeah. Oliver. Yes, we wish you, and to all of the people out there who are not with their families and are with their friends, that have made their families Friendsgiving.
Mm.
We didn't touch on that at all, but we should a little bit, because we take a lot of people in for Thanksgiving, and it's so important to remember that you can make your family.
Right. And yeah. I think that's an important point, because Thanksgiving, yes, it's about family, but it's about community.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who are not with their families, whose families have passed, or mm-hmm. They just can't be with their families. And you're right, that Friendsgiving thing is really big, and I think very, very important.
Yeah, and we are and always have been an open door
yep.
family, and
we take in the strays.
We do.
Yeah.
And I urge people out there, if you know anybody who doesn't have a place to go for Thanksgiving, invite them over.
Yes, I agree with that.
And
I'll sing a song about that. Invite your friends who have no friends, and Thanksgiving will be fun.
Anyway, we love you all.
Love you
Happy
all.
Holidays.
Merry Thanksgiving to all, and to all a good night. Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson, Oliver Hudson, and Sim Sarna.
Supervising producer is Allison Bresnik.
Editor is Josh Windisch.
Music by Mark Hudson, a.k.a. Uncle Mark.
right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.